I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, a lot of noise and controversy about Megyn Kelly's plan to interview, she's already done it, to air an interview with Alex Jones of InfoWars Sunday evening on her new show that airs against 60 Minutes, her show's on NBC. Now, Alex Jones is, on the one hand, a person who talks to the president of the United States. On the other hand, among other things, a Sandy Hook truther. He believes Sandy Hook was a hoax perpetrated with child actors. This is the kind of thing that is well outside the norm of what is believed and known to be true. And the contention is that Megyn Kelly is giving Alex Jones a platform.
Right. And a lot of people are upset about this, including the Sandy Hook victims' families. And J.P. Morgan, which is an advertiser on that NBC program, has pulled ads from that. My take on this is I believe that this is a newsworthy person and that the news is nothing if not the ability to shine a light on people who are newsworthy. This is a person who talks to the president. And yes, his views are crazy and not in the mainstream, but because of the situation, I don't have a problem with Megyn Kelly doing the interview. The problem here is what NBC has done in the promotion of this interview. There was this very odd photo of Megyn Kelly with Alex Jones together in a car, smiling as if they're buddies out for a Sunday drive. And the way it's being presented, plus the fact that this is not an established news show, we really don't know what this Megyn Kelly show is going to be. That's adding up to really what Jeff Zucker, the head of CNN, called a misfire. This is a misfire. They should not be promoting it the way they are.
I think it goes beyond promotion for me. I mean, I remember, and we have now seen on the internet, clipped together pieces of Megyn Kelly on Fox for many years, taking conservative points of view. Fox, you know, despite the, it's just dropped its fair and balanced slogan, but, you know, I don't think a lot of people bought fair and balanced from the, at least the opinion parts of Fox. It was always a slant there and still is. She told the world that Santa Claus was white and everyone knows it. I remember stuff like that. So there's that backdrop that troubles me in terms of the content of this interview. And I have a question in my mind as to whether Megyn Kelly is up to this. You know, she strongly challenged Trump in the debates, certainly, but she subsequently did a rather kissy face debate with him. And she has not shown herself. She has not yet established any kind of track record. This is not 60 Minutes, even though it airs opposite 60 Minutes. She hasn't shown that she can take on and expose an Alex Jones in the manner that a responsible news organization should aspire to do.
And a lot of people criticize her interview with Vladimir Putin as being very lightweight and allowing him to evade a lot of the questions. And you make a good point about 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes did a segment very similar on fake news and interviewed a lot of these people who are out there promoting false narratives. But it was 60 Minutes. It was done with the proper amount of couching and context that really showed both what these people believe and the danger in what they are doing. So I don't think Megyn Kelly has quite earned it yet, but I do believe in her right to do this kind of interview and try to earn it.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.